What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Yeah, Jester and Jasmine in the house. What's up, Jasmine?
What up?
So we sprung forward last night or early this morning. How'd you deal with that? Was it havoc
not
for you?
Not too bad. Luckily, Sundays I don't work until like 12, so I woke up this morning and just like did a bunch of chores.
Right on. Well, thanks to the spring forward.
Pretty productive day for me, really, I think.
Well, thanks to the spring forward, I technically had sex with a woman for an hour and 15 minutes.
Nice.
And I'm going to take credit for every single bit of that.
I know.
But
it helps with pneumonia.
It's getting better. Like, I didn't die. I hung in there. Like, I thought I was going to die. It was pretty bad. Like, the nonstop coughing. I thought my ribs were going to, like, pop out at one point. But I don't get sick that often, so thankfully it's like a once every year and a half.
Should have listened to Fuck Checker. Oh, you did. That's why you ended up in the hospital, yeah. Stubborn ass.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't going to go because I was like, I'll go tomorrow. I'll go tomorrow. And then, like, I woke up and it was a little hard to breathe, and I was like, oh, yeah. Maybe I should
go. I'll go today.
Yeah, I think today sounds good. I'm like, can't take a full breath. I'm like, yeah, I think it's time.
Yeah, speaking of getting sick, I remember the last time I tried to treat like a bladder infection. And we have this thing at work called it's Teladoc or something. And you call in for like your prescriptions or whatever for like basically a doctor's visit. That way you don't have to pay a copay, you know. So they prescribed me with, like, this drug. Well, no, I'm sorry. It wasn't a drug. It was an antibiotic. And I ended up being fucking allergic to it.
Oh, shit.
So it made me feel even worse than I already was. Because I was, like, just trying to take the antibiotic just to kind of, like, be on the safe side type of thing. Because it was, like, a bladder infection, like, brewing. And instead, I guess I'm allergic to whatever the fuck they gave me. And I was, like, itching and just getting hot, like, the whole entire fucking day. And I had to go to urgent care. And I guess I'm allergic to a drug.
It sounds like one of those commercials that you see on TV that's, like, it gives you the rundown of the side effects. And it's, like, some of the most horrible shit ever. It's like, fuck, I'd rather have the disease.
Yeah, dude. It's like, I was just trying to fucking treat my symptoms with a fucking antibiotic, and I ended up being like, oh, okay, well, you're definitely allergic to this. And I'm like, what the fuck? I don't think I was ever allergic to a drug, but it turns out that it's called sulfa, and it's actually in a lot of fucking drugs, period. So, yeah, definitely something I had to, like, notate because it's in a lot of, you know, prescription meds and everything, antibiotics. So can't have that because, yeah, it was like itching and just not a comfortable feeling at all. Like burning up and like having trouble breathing. And I was like, I don't think this is right. And I was like, I don't think these are symptoms for a bladder infection. And then I called the doctor again and they're like, you're probably allergic to what they gave you. Yeah, it was bullshit.
One of those things that I hear on there that makes me go, what the fuck the most is, like, the depression medication. They're like, this may cause,
I know, right?
May cause thoughts of suicide. I'm like,
it's like, this is going to make me kill myself? Great. That's what I need. Like,
isn't that what you're supposed to be curing? Like, what the fuck? Those are like those dumbasses that fucking, and then there's people that still take them, and then the people like in the commercials look so happy that they're taking them.
Like those, I know, right?
Like those dumbasses that
like
believe
playing with puppies and shit, and you're like, what the fuck? You're gonna kill yourself in like the next 60 minutes if you keep taking this shit. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Right? Like fucking like those people that fuck those dumbasses that believe the fucking world is flat. Have you heard about that? The fucking the flat earth, the flat world society. Yeah.
What the hell? What is this?
So there are people that currently, like, people, like, educated people, stupid people, people in the middle, that have all jumped on this bandwagon again that the Earth is flat. And they're, some of them are like really militant, hardcore about it. And one of, like in popular culture, there's a rapper, B.O.B., right? And he does this song.
The one who sang the airplane song?
I think so. Not 100% familiar
exactly.
with his.
Exactly.
Not 100% familiar with his work because, you know, I have a taste for good music. But, like,
shit, me too.
But one of the songs basically talks about the Earth being flat and other conspiracy theories. And this society, like, I guess, heard it and offered him and gave him membership to the Flat World Society. So he did a GoFundMe account or was, yeah, trying to start a GoFundMe account to start raising, like, awareness, I guess, that the Earth is flat. And there was, it was all over Twitter. There was all kinds of astronauts that were jumping in, calling him a fucking moron because they had flown around the globe. And so they knew firsthand that the fucking Earth is not flat. And they keep trying to tell these people, like, hey, I've actually been around it. It's not flat, dumbass.
Wow.
But,
like,
they keep,
I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless. Like, this is, like, shit that people were talking about, like, way, way back in the day.
Yeah, this is, like, regression. And it's, like, I get, like, regressing in some parts of life, but not where it's like, okay, so...
Those Tide Pods, man, I'm telling you.
Right? They they should just start handing them out at those conventions. Here, eat these. stick straws in those Tide... You know, they have the boxes that look like Capri Suns. Just hand those out, too. Here, use this to wash it down. It's delicious.
Jesus.
Yeah, dude, it was the stupidest thing. And I sat there and I read the article, and the first thing that I thought of was fucking A. Now there's 5 minutes of my life I'm never getting back. The second thing I thought was
it's like your IQ dropped like
yes. I'm like, Jesus, I'm like that, like at the end of Billy Madison where he's all, and we're all that much dumber for having listened to you.
Yeah, pretty much. Jesus Christ.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul. it's, I don't know, dude. It's ridiculous. There's all this evidence that tells them the world is round, and they still, like, I don't know. It's just people that are pushing for it because they want their, like, 15 minutes of fame, or if they're...
Or they want to just have a GoFundMe and raise money for something like this. Really, like, let me go start a GoFundMe for, like, all sorts of shit right now that I'm going through. Let's see how much money I can get from other people.
And say they do prove it, right? And they get the GoFundMe going. What are they going to spend that money on?
Globes. Spherical things.
That was the thing.
That's what they should spend their money on.
We're going to flatten all balls now. Nothing round. It's going to be flat.
Going through schooling again, maybe. That's what they need to spend their money on.
And it's just, but yeah, I mean, otherwise, really, what are you raising money for? Like, you're going to prove the Earth is flat, okay? So what do you do with the rest of the money? Who's pocketing it?
It's like cool story, bro.
It's like a fucking get rich quick scheme. That's what it is.
Oh my God. I can't believe people like actually fund these things. Jesus, like
no shit.
Like give me money.
Like I wonder if there's something in the water. Maybe it's something that they're drinking. What kind of alcohol do you have to drink to believe that
speaking
the Earth is
flat? Drinking.
I ran into
this article. I'm going to open it up. Mm-hmm. Here are the most iconic drinks for every state in the United States. Let me pull it up.
Oh, right on.
And it's alphabetical, too, so I'm going to read it off because it's pretty interesting. Let's see here.
Alabama the Alabama Slammer?
Hold on.
Yeah, because it's always that's always cool. I mean, I'd like to know what are the most iconic drinks. Is like okay. travel. So when I go out of state,
Yellow Hammer.
Oh, wow, I was way off.
It's a mixed drink that includes rum, vodka, amaretto, grenadine, orange juice, and pineapple juice.
Mmm, so the shit's in a hangover. Awesome.
Way to Sounds go well. Pretty good, though, actually. I would try it. Okay, Alaska is called Duck Farts. Excuse me. It's Kahlua coffee liqueur, Bailey's Irish cream, and Crown Royal Canadian whiskey. Hmm. Sounds pretty good.
That sounds cool if you right. want to sweat and yeah. vomit.
You probably end up having duck farts.
you're gonna have duck sharts if you drink all that at once.
Arizona, okay. Prickly pear margaritas. Okay.
What?
Arkansas whiskey and Sprite. Sounds pretty basic. Classy. California red wine.
Lame.
Colorado craft beer.
What? That should have been in California.
That's what I thought too. But then again, I mean, California is kind of like wine country too, though.
Fuck that. Colorado already got to have fucking weed. Why do they get to have craft beer too? Stingy motherfuckers.
Delaware is Dogfish Head. I actually love Dogfish Head.
Me too.
I don't know if you've ever tried it. Yeah.
90 minutes Very is really delicious, good.
Actually. Yeah. Florida is the Mojito.
Figures.
Georgia is Georgia Peach. Although I don't know what's in a Georgia Peach. I wonder.
Mostly herpes.
Mostly herpes. Hawaii is Mai Tai for tourists. Why do they have to do this? And green bottles for locals. So basically Heineken. Idaho is also craft beer.
What? I call bullshit.
I know.
I would think moonshine.
I was thinking something to do with like potatoes.
Yeah, like potato wine and moonshine.
Illinois is a Bloody Mary with Chicago Absolute, which is basically olive and rosemary infused vodka.
That sounds cool if you want to have heartburn and puke.
Indiana is domestic beer or local beer.
Budweiser. And the Miller High Life. That's
funny because Iowa is Busch Light. That's so cheap. Oh my god. Kansas is Fireball. See, I never really got the whole Fireball thing. I'm not as... Like, I feel like I'm... Like, I don't like Fireball at all. Do you like Fireball?
Nah, I'm not real big on it.
Yeah, it's like cinnamon whiskey. It's just, like, gross.
I don't even like it in stuff. I mean, if I can't taste it, then it's cool. But, I mean, if I can tell that there's Fireball in it, I'll pass on it most times.
Yeah. Kentucky is bourbon.
Shocker.
Yep. Louisiana is, what is this, Sazerac?
Zatarans?
Yeah, I don't even know what they're... Oh, it's rye whiskey. Okay. Maine is Allen's Coffee Brandy, which I've never heard of before. So it's probably something like, I don't know, like sounds Bailey's like a, almost.
It sounds like a ripoff of a hot toddy.
Maryland is Orange Crush. Number two would be a Natty No, and number three would be a Bloody Mary or an Oyster Shooter with an Old Bay Rim. That's what Maryland says. I would say I see the Oyster Shooter, though, for Maryland. Massachusetts is Sam Adams.
Shocker.
Yeah. Michigan is Oberon. I've never heard of that. I guess it's a summery type of, what is this? Oh, it's an ale. Okay, it looks like a pale ale is what it looks like. Minnesota is a beer teeny / Midwest martini, which is basically a Michelob Golden Light with olives, basically.
I've had it. It's not that impressive.
Okay. Mississippi is a Mississippi punch, which is
jungle juice,
bourbon, and rum. Okay, Missouri is a Bud Light. Montana is Moscow Mules.
What?
Yeah. Nebraska is Red Beer, which is basically domestic beer with a splash of tomato juice. Ugh.
Fucking Nevada Clamato. Is
anything fruity. New Hampshire is Bud Light. New Jersey is Jaeger Bombs. I have that stage where I liked Jaeger Bombs when I was like freshly 21. New Mexico, margaritas. New York is a Long Island iced tea. North Carolina, moonshine. Ever had moonshine?
Yes. Yes, I have.
I actually like moonshine. We had, what is it that I did with moonshine one time? I think it was some sort of flavored moonshine, and we chased it with milk.
What the fuck? I don't
know why. It was apple pie moonshine is what I had. I had apple pie moonshine, and we chased it with milk, and it tasted like apple pie. So good.
Why don't you just eat an apple pie and then barf that up? I'm sure it's about the equivalent.
North Dakota is Bush Light. Ohio is a Bloody Mary. Oklahoma is called a lunchbox. What is this? It's beer, amaretto, and OJ.
Whoa, that sounds disgusting.
It's called a lunchbox. It says it sounds gross, but it actually tastes really good. I'm actually going to try that one day and see.
Yeah, you know what? Cookie says that butt sex is really fun, but I'm not going to do that.
It's really fun. Oregon is craft beer. Pennsylvania is a Yingling.
A yin yang? It sounds like a drink that's right up your alley.
Yeah. Shut up. Rhode Island is a dark and stormy, which is black rum and ginger beer.
Not bad.
South Carolina, sweet tea and vodka.
Whatever makes your sister look better.
Okay. South Dakota, red beer. What is up with these people putting tomato juice with beer? Have you ever had it?
Cure for a hangover.
Huh, okay. Tennessee is Jack and Coke.
Shocker.
Texas is a Shiner Bock. What is this? It looks like some sort of beer. Utah, root beer. Really?
Yeah.
Root beer?
Yeah.
Fucking Mormons.
I've had beer in Utah, and unless you go to like the actual, like the brewery, like it's all 3-2 beer, and it sucks, and it's bullshit.
Really?
Yeah, it's terrible.
It says it's the closest thing to alcohol Utahns can get without some ridiculous liquor law. That's funny. Vermont is craft beer. Virginia, Orange Crush. What? All right. I've never even had an Orange Crush. Washington is Rainier beer. West Virginia, moonshine. Okay. Yeah. Wisconsin, brandy old fashioned. Wyoming is Wyoming whiskey. And that is all the 50 states so far.
I got to disagree with the California one. Like, fucking red wine, really? What the fuck?
Red wine?
That is not iconic.
Like, I know. And, like, California, I'm surprised they didn't say, like, Corona or Tecate or something.
Yeah, right. Like, I was expecting Southern California, Mexican beer.
Come on.
That red wine shit probably in the north, but down like in Southern California, I was expecting like, you know, the Mexican beers. One of the five Mexican food groups, you know, Corona.
Basically, I mean, there was never a point in time where I went to a happy hour and I was not drinking like a Corona with like dollar tacos. Like,
right.
What the fuck? Not everyone is like shishi foo-foo when it comes to like fucking liquor in California. Not everyone's about wine.
Exactly. See, they're starting to fake everything. Speaking of faking shit, did you hear that they're fucking faking camel toes now?
Okay. Is that even supposed to be attractive?
I don't know. It depends on how many Mexican beers you've had.
Like, honestly, like, you know how, like, girls have cleavage, and I'm assuming a camel toe is, like, a cleavage for, like, a female. Is that even attractive to a guy?
Like, I'm not going to say
that. Oh, check out your camel toe.
Like, I'm not going to say that I don't look. I mean, if we're being real, like, yeah, I'm gonna look.
There is a male version of a camel toe. I forgot what it's called.
Yeah, the bulge.
When their
fucking pants are too tight and like fucking.
Yeah.
You can see the fucking junk, and so it's the same thing. Like when a guy does it, women look. Well, most women. I'm pretty sure Pam wouldn't, but she's not here. But yeah, it's the equivalent. Do I find it attractive? I don't know, but am I gonna look? Yeah.
Is it like the bigger the camel toe, the better?
When it starts going into fucking moose knuckle range, then I start to look. Then that's when I start to look away. For those of you don't know,
my mouth.
Fucking moose knuckle is like camel toe's ugly cousin.
It's like the plus size.
So there's this company, and it's your people, surprise, surprise, that are putting this thing out, and it's underwear that simulates a camel toe. Like, they're doing it on purpose.
Wow. Can you imagine going to, like, a yoga class, and it's, like, it turns into, like, this thing, and, like, all of a sudden, you're just going to the gym, and you're like, oh, look at everyone in leggings and yoga pants with fake camel toes. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. Hiking them up and stuff, rolling up your pants and stuff, just so that it's a little tighter on the crotch.
And then what do you do when you know they get them? You get home and you get fucking naked with somebody, and it's like the equivalent of fucking stuffing your bra.
Your camel toe.
Bitch, you lied. You're all bony down there. Go home. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about that.
Yeah, there's even if, and you know what? Here's the thing. Like, stuffing of the bra is one thing, but like the fucking camel toe thing, like, the chick's gonna take her pants off, and no guy's gonna say, "Oh yeah, I'm not feeling that. The camel toe's not big enough. Get the fuck out." Yeah, right. Please. I mean, maybe after they do it for an hour and 15 minutes of daylight savings time, then he kicks her out, but not before that. There's no way. That's bullshit.
I'm over here just like pumping my veg.
I wonder if fucking Nike can get a hold of it. And you know how they have the shoes that are the pump? You like fucking get ready and now you fucking go out and you fucking pump up your veg. hold on. I got
some air up in there. Yeah.
Hold on. I got to get pumps. or what if you just fucking queef and it just fucking expands the toe out even more?
I'm over here turning on my vacuum. What are you doing? You're not vacuuming. No, I'm pumping my veg. Full of air. So the camel toe, you know, is a little bit more
but
noticeable.
And here was the flip side of it. There is another company that makes the Cuccini. And the Cuccini is for those that don't want, they want this, the opposite effect. They want to hide the camel toe, and their slogan is "Our lips are sealed." The Cuccini. So I mean, I guess
that, yeah. I would get.
And you know what, honestly, no guy's gonna complain.
God.
Like, no guy, just like no guy complains when there's too much tit hanging out or too much fucking cleave. Like, there's no fucking way. No, nobody, no guy's going to complain about that shit. And so, really, the only one, I guess, only feminists and...
I don't even know. I'm over here imagining, like, a factory full of, like, Chinese people making these shits. That's all I'm thinking.
Can you imagine what the quality control process is like? Do they gotta like finger them and touch them to make sure that? Here, hold on, let me tickle that one. Kwang Lee, you didn't tickle test batch 94. What is wrong with you? So,
oh my god! What is it even made of? Like,
it's some kind. It's cloth and like rubber and it's not. It's something that is washable from what the article was saying. You put them in the washer just like you put any other underwear in the washer. So I'm assuming it's something that, you know, can take like water and soap and heat.
Breathable fabric.
You better hope so, or at least the person
you're thinking like, good god, that's just like a yeast infection waiting to happen.
It's like wearing fucking leather or pleather or fucking vinyl pants in like on a hot day and then taking them shits off.
I just imagine it's like wearing a jock strap like all day.
Well, it looks like they're built.
It's in the form of a camel toe.
That would be the funniest fucking cup ever.
Oh my god.
So
there has to be a market for this, like anything else.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, there totally is, and apparently this started in Japan and it's making its way out over here.
Making its way to like God, what's his face? Caitlyn Jenner's house.
She seems like she's old school. She's just gonna hike the fucking. She's gonna throw her thong on backwards and hike that shit up.
She's like, fuck the surgery. I'm gonna get myself a Cuccini.
Try to tell now, bitches. and if that wasn't weird enough for you, there's all. Along the same lines of like genitalia and sex and that, and you're the perfect one to talk about this because that's your sign off statement. When you're too horny to sleep and too tired to masturbate, somebody listened to you and they found a solution for when you're too tired to masturbate. There's a VR sex machine. It's like this robotic arm. You know what a fleshlight is, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So for those of you out there that don't know what a fleshlight is basically this piece of rubber that you use to jerk off with, and it's supposed to simulate the feeling of an actual vagina. So there is this, like a machine and an arm, and it's connected to you put the fleshlight in it, and then you put your junk inside the fleshlight. And this,
you're very passionate about
this. Robotic arm. Hey man, this is gonna save me time. So you put your junk in it, and it starts moving, and you're looking at this VR headset while you're doing it, and it simulates the motion of whatever you're looking at happen in the VR headset. So like you're looking at it, and you're getting head. It simulates the motion of like the whoever's head is moving up and down, and then for the mouth, they showed the inside, and there's like these rollers on the inside that basically do like the motion for you, and it's supposed to simulate what like the mouth or the vagina or the ass feel like when you're having sex, and so it syncs up with this with the videos that you're watching, and so basically it's hands free.
Since I'm Asian, how much does this thing cost?
For you, you probably get a family discount.
Because it's made in China.
It didn't, you know what? It actually didn't say how much they were costing, but I could imagine something that is that like intricate and, you know, is going to cost a lot. It's to me, when I saw it, I've seen those fuck machine things that chicks use, and it's basically like a dildo on a machine that just like does the work for her. Like it just goes in and out.
Right.
And she doesn't have to do anything. So it's basically
the like male version of like a Sibian, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except the Sibian's like super old school. I mean,
right. And I think
there's no VR goggles included.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You have to kind of like, she still has to use her imagination. This thing, you just kind of VR goggles. So, fucking A. Like, if there's anybody out there that knows more about this shit, write us, let us know. Tell us what your experience was like.
Let us know.
I mean,
write a review.
Oh,
and we will read it on the show.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. You send in your VR headset, fucking robotic arm sex machine thing review, we'll definitely read it on the show. It kind of reminded me of the there's another product that's sort of similar, but it's not like as involved. It's basically just, again, the same principle as the Fleshlight, but it's got rollers on the inside, and it syncs up with this proprietary video that they sell. So
I wonder, do they come in sizes? Like, what if your junk just gets, like, suctioned in there? You have to go to the ER, and you're like, ugh.
Can you imagine that story? Fucking, yeah, and then the dude showed up here with a fucking Fleshlight on his dick still.
Yeah. Sounds like a good time.
That would be a question for Ray the Guitar Guy, because he was in the medical field and he sees some crazy shit. I think the next time we have Ray the Guitar Guy on here, we should ask him, dude, has anybody ever showed up to the hospital with their fucking junk in a Fleshlight?
Oh my god. Or a shampoo bottle up their ass. Jesus Christ. I slipped in the shower. Yeah, really? Can you imagine, like, all sorts of, like, explanations of, like, just weird things just shoved up in things?
Did it happen when you were rinsing or when you were repeating?
Exactly.
So, and then the video that they were looking at was like some kind of anime porn that's in there, and
Of course it would be.
It was funny, and it was like, it was all, I mean, it was, the video was all subtitled, but the subtitles were in Japanese, so I mean, obviously, I couldn't read them, but I figured maybe you'd have the best shot at it. And so, it got me to thinking about, have you ever had somebody, like, I know that you and I, Cookie, we all speak a second language, or some of us aren't as fluent. Right. We mostly speak a second language. Have you ever had anybody ask you to speak a second language in bed? Like, for example, I got asked once by this white chick, can you talk dirty to me in Mexican? So I was like, okay. So I flipped her over and I stuck it in her ass and I yelled, olé! She wasn't a fan, but but it worked for me. So what about you? Have you ever had like one of those experiences where you're with somebody of a different race, a different color, and they ask you, hey, can you say something in Tagalog?
Ex-boyfriend, he was really into it, and then, you know, I was cool with it until I figured, oh my god, like, it was just very distracting. I'm like translating in my head as I was like having sex, and I'm like, all right, this is way too much thinking. Like, this isn't doing it for me.
When you start talking, he's like, no, 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 you know what I want to hear. And then you have to bust out with, oh, me so horny. That's really what he wanted to hear.
That's really what I should just, like, come up with each and every time.
Yeah, no shit.
But, yeah, he was really into that. Like, different languages.
I don't think
I've... It just made me feel like a hooker, is what it made me feel like. I mean, like, it didn't make me feel like myself. I was just like, all right, I'm starting to sound like my aunt or something. Like, bitching about, like the fucking, who brought the fucking pancit or something, or the lumpia, and it tastes like shit. I'm over here like, all right, we gotta stop.
And then they just ask you to say it, but they don't speak like whatever language they're asking you to speak.
Like, you swear they fucking understand it.
Right?
And of course it has to be a white person.
You could be telling them anything, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's high. You could be fucking telling them about, you know, reordering stock at the nail salon, or, like, how early you get to the donut shop in the morning, or, like, what your mail route is like. But
I'm over here just like counting in my head. It's like, is that good enough for you? Yeah. It's like, come on. I don't know. I mean, it was kind of a little hot. It's kind of like role play, you know, until you kind of just feel like a hooker.
So I've never, I don't, other than like that, you know, it being asked of me, I don't think I've ever asked anybody to do that. It's come out like, you know, another language like on its own, and that, like, I don't really care. I mean, like, it doesn't, like, it didn't do anything for me one way or the other. So at least not to like a, you know, huge extent, especially when I couldn't understand.
And that's so fucking unfair too, because it's not like there's all sorts of white people and you're like, oh, so what are you? And they're like, oh yeah, I'm like French and like, you know, German. And you're like, oh yeah, can you like speak something? And they're like, no. So I'm like, you mean I have to travel to Europe to hear you like speak to me dirty in French? Like, can't even speak the language. It's like, you're American. Fuck off.
The next time somebody asks, can you speak dirty
trailer to me? Crash.
The next time somebody asks, can you speak dirty to me in another language, I'm just gonna fucking drop, like, fucking put on a fucking fake accent from like some random place, like Ireland or Scotland or Australia.
Listen, I should be like, Wilson, talk to me in Polish. Bring out all the kielbasa.
That would be funny. You know what? Just fucking make it random. Just go, hey, you know what? Tonight, I want you to talk dirty to me in a Russian accent. Just something completely fucking random. You know, tonight I want you to
talk dirty to me in like German, you know, the people that burned you guys. That was wrong. Sorry.
So I
want it to be aggressive tonight.
Have you ever had anybody else, like anybody that started speaking like their own language, like, well, like you guys are in the throes?
No, not really, because everyone can't fucking speak a different language aside from me, so it's all up to me. I have no choice.
Well,
I have to volunteer myself as tribute all the time if that ever happens.
Well, you know, I guess based on where you're at in the country, I guess if you wanted to hear another language, you could just ask them to drop the southern drawl.
Hey, it's actually really cute, I think. But it depends where from, because, like, there's different, like, twangs, you know, like when they're from North Carolina or from if they're from, like, Louisiana, they all sound different. Because West Virginia, man, that accent is just like, that's just like, don't even talk. Like, don't even talk because it sounds like shit.
Sweetheart, keep it cute or keep it on mute.
Basically.
But you know what? It's been
a little bit of a turn off when they start sounding like, you know, they're about to like impale you and wear the fucking pillowcase over their head, you know?
So
that's when you draw the line.
Did I tell you that, speaking of the pillowcase, did I tell you a couple weeks ago we went to Universal Studios and Fuck Checker has the Harry Potter robe on, and like we pulled the hood all the way down and and it was funny because the point like stood straight up and she's like really pale white and I just started laughing. I'm like, it's funny because you're white. I'm like, you look like a Klansman. Take that shit down. And like, there was a bunch of people in line and I'm like, and mind you, I was at least more than a few beers in. I think Ray the guitar guy was with us too. And so, you know, it was probably about 11 o'clock. So both of us were plastered. And
it's 11 o'clock. It's way past happy hour. Somewhere.
They were serving beer. Like, we couldn't be rude and say no. And so she has this thing.
Was it butter beer?
I had one of those. Those taste like melted root beer floats.
Really?
Yes. I was expecting, like, actual, like, beer. I don't know why. I guess just the name was a little misleading.
It's fucking Harry Potter world, dude. Why the fuck would you expect actual beer?
Well, I thought I was going to get magically fucked up. I mean, it didn't happen. Well, it did, but not there. I had to buy beer in line at Jurassic Park. And that's where we were, and we were in line, and that whole thing happens, and I'm, like, surrounded by white people, and I think I realized it after we got on the ride that I'm over here going, ha, 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 it's funny because you're white, and, like, 90% of the people around me were white, and then it got even worse because I was like, you look like a fucking Klansman. But, like, most of them were laughing, so I didn't really care, and Ray looks around, and he goes, target audience, dude, target audience.
And you're over here like, no shame, bro, no shame.
I was like, who are you, the fucking FCC? Next you're going to tell me there's something wrong with the butt luge. And just so we're all clear, I am not a fan of doing the butt luge. I'll watch it done. It's kind of like that gross entertainment, but like you can't look away kind of thing.
Oh,
have you heard? Have you heard about that? It's because it's getting close to spring break now. The butt luge.
Yeah, you talked to me about that, and that shit is disgusting. I mean, like, in a warm, hot fucking day, you really want to, like, drink some beer off of someone's ass? Like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
I mean, the boob luge was one thing. Like, I could deal with boob sweat, but, I mean, that's, like, straight ass crack coming down.
Yeah, pretty much. And
so that for the... I keep forgetting that not everybody's as twisted as we are. So for those of you that don't know what the butt luge is, it basically involves a woman bending over, I guess in Cookie's case, a guy. somebody bends over.
Oh, God, dude, worse.
Yeah, right? Yeah. That. Okay, so... Party A has their ass crack exposed. Party B pours beer down the ass crack, and Party C sits underneath the ass crack, open mouth, and catches all the beer that flows down the crack. So, I mean, like, you get pink eye from farting on a pillow. Can you imagine what you can get from fucking drinking beer out of somebody's ass?
Herpes.
Less filling, taste grape nutty.
Oh God, yeah. I would not even know.
And like I said, like the boob luge is
one
thing. I don't
know, maybe for like $20 I will, but not drink. Maybe I'll just like, you can do it out my ass, I guess. Maybe that I'll do for like... Maybe. I don't know. No.
I think the butt luge is only fun if you're the one having beer poured down your crack or you're the one pouring the beer. But I don't think it's really...
Yeah, I would be the one pouring the beer. Yeah, I can do that. But not... Definitely not drinking.
It's like...
No. Nope.
It's like How wrecked do you have to be to fucking... I'll take the butt crack beer, please.
Jesus Christ.
A Heineken. Maybe they should call it that. Maybe they should call it that, the Heineken, and leave the fucking boob luge alone. Because, I mean, I've seen both. I know which one I like looking at better, but... I guess the other one is still kind of entertaining to a degree. It's like those Saw movies where they're
because
like...
Because you're sick fuck.
Yeah, it's like those Saw movies where they're like gross as fuck, but you still keep looking.
Oh, God.
Oh, the shit that they fucking do on spring break. Do you remember, and I know this is going to make us sound old as fuck, but when MTV had the spring break... And they had everybody like half naked, dancing and drinking and partying.
Oh, yeah.
It was like basically.
I remember that. I was like 14 watching that.
It was basically like Girls Gone Wild with a soundtrack.
Basically. Yeah, I remember that. Coming home at like 3-4 o'clock. Oh, it's spring break special or whatever the fuck it was called at that time. I can't even remember. And just watching TRL and watching everybody like drink left and right. And I'm over here like, God, like, you don't even really turn 21 in college, like, until, like, your junior year, practically, or, like, your year, but everyone's, like, underage drinking.
Yeah, exactly.
In the middle of the day.
And then, yeah, there was always, you know, like, the big, you know, Daytona Beach, or, you know, the Florida beaches out in California, yeah, Havasu. June. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And it's just Jerry, like, Springer.
Oh, God, yeah, that? I remember those. Yeah, those spring break episodes.
That was, like, such a huge freaking thing. And karaoke, say what, karaoke? God, I feel old. Yeah. I feel so old. I don't even watch MTV anymore, but I don't even know what kind of shows they have on there anymore, really.
They're rebooting Jersey Shore.
Oh, okay.
I know, we talked about those.
And fucking Teen Mom. It's just a bunch of fucking, like, teen moms now and stuff.
Yeah, it's like, what happened to the music? Well, but then again, I guess with the music that, like, some of the music that's out today, I'm like, eh, no wonder you're focusing on teen
pregnancy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's totally different now. Different generation.
Can you imagine if they tried to put that shit on now? Like,
if I was, like, 14 these days, I'd probably be just watching YouTube tutorials or something. Like, that's what kids do, I guess, these days. Or just, like, go on Snapchat. I don't know.
Yeah, now if MTV wants to put out a show like that, they'll have to broadcast live to YouTube or Snapchat.
Yeah, it's totally different. I think we had a better generation as far as that's concerned.
And we turned out just fine.
Exactly. Look how we turned out.
If we can do it, you can do it, motherfuckers.
Still doing the same shit.
Keeping it 100, as the kids say. All right, guys. Well, that's our time for this set. So we're going to go ahead and get up on out of here. But don't forget to catch us next week. We'll be back, and possibly with another Rice and Beans Radio. We'll see which cast members rotate in and out of the house this time. And until next time, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke.